Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Start the show.
Two bears. One cave. Making it hot and looking good. He's Bert Kreischer. I'm Tom Segura.
Let's just put the pedal to the metal and go, go, go. This is a perfect way to start off this show. 12 years in the making. It's gonna be a fucking shit show.
Everyone's gonna, hate us.
100%.
Hey guys, welcome to Two Bears, One Cave. I am Skinny Bert Kreischer, and I'm here with the blowjob champ, Leanne Kreischer.
No, I think
Push is the blowjob
champ. Push is the blowjob champ.
We should probably tell everyone why we call her Push. People always go like, why do you call her Push?
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
By the way, for the record, in case you guys are wondering, I got my blowjob too.
Oh, my God.
I heard Tom and Christina.
It was my quarterly.
Got into the biggest fight about that.
What?
Their neighbor, Jeffrey, called me. And he was like, yo, you got it. And he was like, they're yelling in the backyard.
No, that's not true. You don't even know their neighbor.
I love that you just let me go, their neighbor Jeffrey, and you're like, and? Tommy is in Europe performing to half sold out shows. And
that's not true
Paris
either.
Was. He said his tickets were very light in Paris. Yeah.
But why would you say that? That's not a nice thing to say.
Take that out. Oh my God, take that out.
Shut up. That's just not nice.
I'll be in Cincinnati. Fort Wayne, Indiana, Columbus, and Chicago, November 7th through 10th. And we've added two shows onto my Netflix taping in Cleveland, November 24th. That's Sunday. There are two shows for the taping. Let's get into some reads first. Look at how good I look.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
I got to be honest with you. I was a little flipped out when I saw that picture. We took a bunch of these. By the way, I was going to Photoshop all of them, but I have more on my phone. I should text you, Nadav. The lighting was just so good. Lighting is so good in this, and I hadn't eaten in 24 hours, and I stretched my body out, and I texted it to Rogan. And the second I texted it, I was like, I literally had like an epiphany of, I was like, if he posts this, then people are going to be like, he's no longer funny. It's the fucking, take that
what?
Picture down. I know, because I'm gorgeous. It's like, how do you see funny when you see that? You're like, God, I'm going to jack off. Look at that top ab up. Can you zoom into the top ab? Do you see the top ab?
I don't think that's an ab.
It's an ab. It's a dent.
It's a dimple.
It's a dent.
It's a dimple.
It's a dent. Look at my stomach. It looks ripped. Does it not?
It's fucking excellent lighting.
It's such great lighting. By the way, I'm shooting my special there. I didn't even realize I'm shooting my special there. I got to stop raising my hands when I get excited.
But I think you may be lit from the other direction when you shoot.
I'm lit from both directions. It's lit from the audience and from the front. Uh-huh. So I'm highlighted and it just creates perfect outlines.
Well, it is
By
clear
the way, there's
not-
one picture I'll show you, Leanne, I took with Jeff Tomczyk, mm-hmm. who's directing my special. And you can see the cheat code in this because I have my arm down and you can see here, take a look.
Oh, shut up. That's stupid.
Take a look. When I'm standing next to Tomczyk, you can see I still have the skinniness, but you can see the bump on my side.
Yeah, what bump?
Yeah,
oh, that's because you're
good.
Leaning.
It
you're
still looks
just
good.
Goofy.
Here, go. Can you Anyway, I got a bunch of these pictures. I took 100 of them. I'm not that skinny, everybody. I'm just, to be fair, I'm not gonna probably make 205. I doubt it. Rogan texted me and asked me if I was gonna get the belt. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm getting a colonic Thursday. I'm doing hot sauna Thursday. I'm going to two spin classes Thursday. We're going to see how low we can get. But why is the color of my stomach different?
Yeah, it looks Photoshop.
No. By the way, I wouldn't even... I could Photoshop my dick, but I don't know how to... I wouldn't know how to Photoshop my stomach like that.
Maybe you should have, because you clearly didn't wear any underwear.
I did not wear any underwear.
It was pretty obvious there.
Yeah. I don't know. I wouldn't know how to do that Photoshop, to be dead honest with you. I do know how to Photoshop, but that I couldn't do. That's out of my spectrum. I look great, man. I look great. By the way, ready to gain it back in 3 days. I'm going to gain it all back in three
Why
days.
Why would you do
get
that?
Get ready for my spec. Because I make the rules about me. No one tells me what to do about me. You know, that is like one of my biggest flaws is
no.
this.
I had no idea.
Is this like unwillingness to waver about notes.
Unwillingness to waver about
like when,
notes?
When someone gives me notes, like you should lose weight. Do you know who's got this same problem?
Your mother?
I swear to God, you took the words out of my mouth.
Yeah, it's your mother, yeah.
Wait, break down my mom for me.
No, I don't want to do that publicly, but I'll agree with you if you do it.
My mom, if you tell my mom she needs to lose weight, she'll gain it.
That's right. She'll gain it like this.
Yeah, if you tell my mom she's drinking too much, she drinks more.
She pours another glass, baby.
Dude, yeah. I got that same trigger feeling that happens to me is like, And then what's crazy is if I get challenged to something, I can't fucking, I melt down I'll tell you the reason I'm not making 205, if we're going to be very honest, is I definitely have OCD and I cannot, weight loss is one of the things and it starts tickling a little bit of probably an eating disorder in me.
Okay.
And I, my brain's not there. At the middle of this month, I felt it happening and I was like, I've got to get ready for a special. I have no interest in focusing on weight loss. I ate healthy and I didn't drink and I worked out a lot. That's where I could put my eggs in a basket. I wasn't going to get away entirely from bread. I had a few sandwiches. I had bread yesterday in the airport. But
then why did you chastise me for eating bread? A and B, I think you have things that
let's not be 100% honest with our personalities right now.
I think the things that you think you have are not as bad as you think they are. Just because they're yours doesn't make them so whatever.
Hey guys, you know how you get flashback scenes and things? I could do flashbacks of Leanne on other podcasts. This is a flashback of Leanne on a podcast. I don't know if the fatty liver wasn't due to his drinking. Bert tells you what he wants you to hear. I was like, the fuck are you doing?
Being honest?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's branding, Leanne.
Is that what that is?
Branding. Mm-hmm. I wonder how my liver is now.
It's probably less fatty.
It's probably perfect.
I don't know about perfect.
I feel great.
You do? You look really good.
I look good.
And you've worked really hard. And I think Sober October is very inspiring for a lot of people. And
I'll
you should
you
be
what,
really
man,
proud of that.
I'll tell you what. This Sober October has been a blast. This one's been a blast. This
has
one
it?
Has been my favorite ones. Yeah.
Why?
It's odd. I think I might. Did we talk about this last time? I liked the lessons allowed me to get out of my comfort zone. It gave me a right to get out of my comfort zone. If you're watching this and you're thinking, oh, I should have done some lessons. You still can. Taking a lesson in something is so rewarding because you do feel like you're learning something.
Yeah. And getting out of your comfort zone is not something people do regularly, especially people who work like a 9-to-5 job. They're very routine based people. So it's really challenging to do something that you've never done before.
I'm going spearfishing in Bermuda.
You're doing Pilates with me tomorrow.
I'm doing Pilates with Leanne tomorrow. I'll tell you all my classes. I did CrossFit. I did
Wait,
hot
when
spin.
Are you going spearfishing in Bermuda?
Steven Williamson?
Huh?
I don't know. He hit me
when
up.
When are you going to Bermuda?
Oh, I'm sorry. You haven't been on these emails.
No, I think I forwarded the original email to you.
So you know what I'm talking about.
But
are you doing a character right now?
I'm so, yeah. The character's called your wife.
Yeah. He hit me up and he said he's got these two professional spearfishing guys that have titles to come out to Bermuda. And I was like, I'd love to. Obviously, I'm going to. And by the way, I hope you enjoy this, but I'm going to shoot it. I'm definitely going to shoot it. Like, cover it.
You mean the fish?
No, the cover. I'm going to cover it with cameras and we'll film it. It'll be, oh, fuck. I meant to call Mans. I got to call Mans.
Why?
The shoot I'm doing Friday. I want Mans to cover it. Anyway.
Okay.
I went spearfishing. I went surfing. I did CrossFit. I did hot spin. I did Shape House. That's five different ones. What else? Oh, tactical gun training.
Yeah.
What else did I do?
I think
Pilates.
That's it. You're about to take a baton class.
And a baton class. Those are all my classes for the month.
That's pretty good. I can't wait to see how you twirl a baton.
I can't wait. I've always wanted to learn how to twirl a baton. Yeah, because I think that is my personality is.
That you'd be really good at it?
No, that is that, hey, I don't want to learn an instrument, but I want to be a part of the show. Can I just.
not part of the show.
And control
they were
it.
The show.
And control it. Right. Stop.
All right.
Now me. Like, I'm fucking so excited.
Yeah, you are definitely a drum major.
I'm a razzle dazzle kind of guy.
You think?
I should have called my next tour Razzle Dazzle.
Yeah, you should have.
Razzle Dazzle with Bert Kreischer. The Razzle
Motion.
Dazzle, the Sparkle Motion
Sparkle
tour.
Motion.
We're announcing tour. Well, I guess I shouldn't say that.
Oh, yeah, right.
Secret time. Tour's coming, getting ready to announce a tour. Anyway, yeah. Sober October's great. This month's been great because I've always wanted to take surfing lessons. I surfed a little bit growing up as a kid, but I never was good. I was never good, and I only stood up a few times. And there were like big walls that I couldn't get past surfing. And a lot of it was knowing when to catch the wave, knowing when to stand up, like getting that comfortability. And I think most people would learn that naturally, but I surfed. I just was young and I was stupid and I could never get up. I could get up a couple times. And then we took surfing lessons on bigger boards, which I would have never used when I was young because it was ego involved. I wanted to be on the cool small boards everyone else was surfing on. I used bigger boards and I had a fucking blast. I had a legit blast. Spearfishing, something I've always wanted to do my entire adult life.
I can't believe you spearfished a barracuda.
I know.
That was really kind of impressive.
I can't wait. And by the way, I've been working on holding my breath. I'm going to hold my breath for a minute 30 now.
That's great.
So we're going to go spearfishing in Bermuda. Terran Tactical. We did Terran Tactical. One of the best experiences of my adult life. No joke. Only because I have a gun. I talk about this in my special a little bit. The one I'm shooting in November where we've added a show in Cleveland on the 24th. Two shows. But I got to be honest with you. If you have a gun and you haven't taken tactical training, do it. Honestly, do it. Tom and I would both say, without a doubt, I came home that night. Leanne was there. I took my... I found my clip. I lost my clip for a very long time. I found my... By the way, I'm spoiling part of my special now. I found my clip. I loaded my gun. I put one in the chamber. I put it in my safe. I closed my safe. I go, we are locked and loaded. And that confidence was so fucking next level. What benefit do you think you've had during Sober October that maybe you could share with Push? Because I know you guys did So Over October.
We did So Over October. We've talked about that on So Over October also. But, you know, Sober October, I just think it's such a cool thing that you do for people you don't even know. You inspire so many people to be sober. And sober doesn't really have to just be booze or drugs or whatever. It could be anything. It could be anything that you is not healthy, I think. And I know we ran into a lot of people when I went on the first week of your tour that were like, can't wait for Sober October.
It's a cool
thing. That's really cool.
It's a really cool thing. And you know, I got to give a shout out to Joe in this because, you know, he is the impetus we started this. Obviously, we talked about it last week. Sober October is what we initially had called it between ourselves. And then I had posted it. The Sober October Berts are available on homage.com, but because it was a soft pitch intervention. Obviously, I have no plans on quitting drinking anytime soon. No, it's not going to happen.
Not permanently.
Not permanently. I'm always going to want to drink. I'm telling you right now. I'm always going to want to eat marijuana. I want to smoke marijuana. I'm going to want cigars and I'm going to want booze. That's it. That's just me. I'm also going to want pizza, chicken wings, pussy. And if you try to kick me out of San Antonio, you know what I'm going to say?
I'm going to kick your ass till my shoes are covered in shit.
No. We've been listening to Dolomite tonight. I said, no, you can suck my motherfucking dick to the bone. You ain't never kicking me out of San Antonio.
Uh-huh.
Dolomite. I watched Dolomite on the plane. But Joe's the one that made sure we did it year after year and implemented the challenges, implemented the hot yoga, and that created a bonding with all of us. And if you guys have a friend, I will always say this, if you have a friend who drinks too much and you want to just reset their levels, like bring them down to level of like reminding them what it's like to go to sleep sober, reminding them what it's like to not get drunk having dinner with your kids, reminding them what it's like to start up a grill without thinking I should light a joint, a cigar, and grab a beer. Like just there's certain things, you know, my buddy's quit drinking for 3 years and he's going to a cognitive behavioral therapist.
Yeah, CBT. Yeah.
He's going to a CBT because there's certain triggers where, and I've had them all month where your brain goes, like I get on the plane and they go, can I get you something to drink? You understand?
And you don't say, yeah, water would be great.
I never said that. I still haven't said that. I go, no.
But maybe you should change. You change your neural pathway.
Suck my motherfucking dick to the bone, bitch.
Do you need me to kick your ass till my shoes are covered in shit?
Yeah. I didn't realize this until this moment. For so long, they didn't serve drinks on airlines before you took off on American. I only fly American. When American and US Air partnered, US Air, one of their things was they served drinks before takeoff. And they and American welcomed that into their process. And I remember that period of time when they switched over and they started serving drinks. Now, obviously, as someone who likes to drink on planes, and I'm going to go out and say, you may never see me drink on a plane again. I've flown so much sober this month. I think I'm getting a hold of it. And I don't want to lose grip of that hold.
Right.
Because I know that that is what will kill me first. More than a plane crash, that is what will kill me.
Yeah.
But one of the things that used to make my heart skip a beat. It's Pavlovian, is them going, can I get you something to drink before takeoff?
Why don't you go, cream soda? Why don't you do that?
Because they don't have cream sodas on planes.
They don't?
Fucking Orville Wright? No. I double whiskey on, double Jack on the Rocks. Double Jack on the Rocks, lots of rocks. Double Jack on the Rocks, lots of rocks. I said it every time. I'm so used to saying it so quick. It's like a joke. Sometimes with jokes, your pacing will get so quick, it'll just flow out of your mouth.
Yeah.
And so... it's hard for me because I hear, can I get you something to drink? And my heart skips a beat. And then I have to go, Diet Sierra Mist.
That sounds very refreshing, though.
It's actually, I really enjoy Sierra Mist.
Yeah, it's very refreshing.
I really enjoy Sierra Mist. Sierra Mist, if you want to do a partnership with Uncrustables, by the way, everyone's bringing Uncrustables to the show. And don't do that because I fucking can't say no to an Uncrustable. I cannot say no to Uncrustable. It only looks like 300 calories to me. I just go, it's worth it. It's worth it. Peanut butter on the roof of your mouth. How funny it would be if people came peanut butter.
What? Might be a little cloggy. Might be a little thick.
Yeah, but do your impression of some guy come of some guy of me coming in your mouth. By the way, I'm still intermittent fasting. Oh, these are frozen, Nadav.
Yeah, that's good.
It's 320 calories. How accurate is this skinny guy who's been logging his calories?
You've been logging your calories?
Yeah, on my Noom.
Got it.
Yeah, and it's about I'm also using an intermittent fasting app. These are frozen, so I'm not going to chip a tooth on an Uncrustable. But how great would it be? By the way, everyone skipped over my bit I did of okay, I'll do and scene. If cum had the texture of peanut butter and
what?
I'm sorry, I got a roof on my mouth.
I think it'd be more like this.
By the way, I can hear your mouth making noise and it's creeping me out.
Didn't creep you out earlier. I gotcha!
We had sex this morning.
2?
2 minutes.
It was two minutes. I thought you were telling them twice. I was like, don't lie. It's not twice.
It was hard when we started.
I don't know if anybody needs to know that particularly. But that's not super flattering for you. Just
I'm
saying.
So quick. I'm so good.
You're just fully loaded, babe. It's what love looks like, right?
I wanted to see if we could call my bestie.
Who's your bestie?
Come on. Who do you think my bestie is?
Tom? But he's in Europe.
Let's see if we get him on the phone. See if he's on the plane.
But what time is it there?
Shh. It's a European ring. Ladies and gentlemen, via satellite. Do you remember when they used to say via satellite on TVs and you were like, whoa, where is he?
Right.
Now they're like, just on the internet. He must be eating.
Hey, this is Tom. I am out of the country for the next 12 days. I will return on November 6th.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks. Leave a message, and I'll probably not hear it for a while.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, Tom, it's Bert, your best friend. hey, give me a call. We're recording Two Bears, One Cave. We're recording it. It's One Bear, One Bunny, One Cave. And
I just wanted to see how the European tour is, touch up with you and see if you have any questions. I know that we had, you had texted me. It's Andrew. Let me end it. Oh, no. Hey, I'm doing a podcast. I'm doing a podcast. Let me call you back.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, bye. Okay. Listen, if I know that a lot of you out there are like trying to get in touch with Tom. If you want to get in touch with Tom, let me give you his phone number. Tom's phone number is 818-275-5526. My phone number is 323-208-0844. I'm loving this fucking community app that we got involved with.
Yeah.
Thomas sent out one mass text, and it was very clear it was a mass text. Hey, you guys. I'm like, immediately, I've already fine-tuned the app. I'm like, you don't use you guys. You talk directly to them. Thanks, Molly. And he was like, and then the community people texted both of us. Hey, Tom, for the record, you're the first one to use the app and call it and thank everyone for letting them kiss your pee-pee.
What?
I don't know.
What does that mean?
So Tom had some text both of us. We are using the app. We're getting a lot of texts. So I apologize if we can't, for both of us, if we can't get to all of them. But I know Tom's replying to some. I'm replying to a lot. I usually spend like an hour in the morning replying to texts. I'll send you out a happy birthday. Look, with this app, I'm just telling you, if you text that number, that really comes to our phone number. Here are the texts. They legit come to us. We can legit see them. We can legit reply to them. But as you'll notice on mine, I have like 25,000 texts from Dino Holmes, from Josh Hall, from Adam Earhart, from Caleb Cantrell, from Hunter Ayers. I try to reply to them. But if you text us, here's the deal. You're going to get an auto reply. Then you're going to get four texts throughout the year from us. Tom and I will text you when our tours go on sale. So you will get the first tickets when our tour goes on sale, before it's out to the general population, before even pre-sale goes, you'll get that text. When our specials, I'm filming mine November 23rd and 24th. Tom is filming his the week before. When our specials air on Netflix, we'll send you a text. I have a TV, I shouldn't say this, but if I have a TV show that's filming in January on Netflix and it comes out, say right around the same time as my special, I'll text you when that comes out. And we'll text you.
If
when that happens.
If.
I'll text you that and then I'll text you also on your birthday. Say happy birthday. Especially if your birthday's on my birthday, which is?
November 3rd.
So if I were to die.
Yeah.
What kind of man would you see yourself with after me?
I think I'm pretty burned. I think I'd be single. I think I'd take your money and run. I think I'd go... I'm good.
Okay, let's walk you through. I would like to hear the average day of Widow Leanne.
Of Widow Leanne?
Widow Leanne. And then I'll give you the average day of Widow Bert.
Okay. Well, wait, who would you marry if I left?
First of all, marry? Why the fuck am I marry? I'm just slaying pussy.
So you've now gotten over your OCD about sexually transmitted diseases? Is that what
I'm hanging my dick up. It's getting everything. I'm going to be that guy that's like, yeah, I'll go into herpes websites, be like, I got it too. Who wants to fuck? Not breaking out. Yeah, I would.
You have herpes?
Do not start. You don't understand.
Oh, honey. You have herpes.
Tell us. You got to tell the story now, because now everyone's going to think. Now all I'm going to hear is herpes riddled, racist, fat comic, Bert Kreischer.
I think I have told this story.
Okay, then drop it. I don't have herpes.
No.
But if you have herpes, it's okay. You about to take get out of the way. Now I sound like I have herpes.
You might have herpes.
Walk us through. If I have herpes, you have herpes.
I definitely don't have herpes. You know, I think you have to be exposed more than 2 minutes before you can.
Herpes to the show.
Is it hard when your wife is somewhat funny?
You're not. Listen. Let's don't forget the beginning of this. Don't forget who pays the bills around here.
I know who pays the bills. You don't even know how to log in to pay the bills.
No, not who actually pays the bills.
No, that would be me. I pay the bills.
Who makes the money to pay the bills?
Yeah, right. Do you know where that money is?
This is the average day of Widow Bert. What's my fucking password? What's my password? I don't know how to get into our bank account.
Hey, herpy girl, give me my bank account. Is that what it would be like?
The great nickname for your website, for herpesgirl.com. So wait, just tell them the herpes story.
So Bert had a dry patch under his beard, and he didn't know what it was.
I probably have one right now.
And he asked his mom to look at it, and his mom looked at it and went, "Oh, honey, you have herpes." And of course, Bert was like, "I have herpes? I have herpes?"
Spiraled out of control.
And completely lost his mind. So it's become a running joke in our family. Anytime he has anything wrong with him, we go, "Oh, honey, you have herpes."
Yeah, and my mom didn't realize what it was doing to me. And then my daughters started loving it.
Yeah.
They were like, oh, honey, you have herpes. And I was like, guys, if I have herpes, you have herpes. Like, we all have herpes. I don't know. It's not funny. Don't tell everyone dad has herpes. And so,
by the way, it wasn't herpes, it was a yeast infection.
I'm not sure I enjoy this podcast.
So,
you know, I swear to God, stop right here. I thought for once I'm going to be in control of this fucking podcast, and it's not going to be about fucking tearing me down. And then, maybe it's the fucking seat. The seat is fucking evil. And I was
presenting facts.
Yeah, everyone's presenting their own facts except for me.
It's not my fact. Did you or did you not have a yeast infection in your beard?
I had a yeast infection on my fucking cheek. Yes.
So yes, but it is kind of funny that both of those are vaginal, perhaps, yeast infection or herpes.
It wasn't from... It's cleared up, okay?
You just said earlier that you might have one right now.
I think I have one on this side of my face.
So it's not
clear. I don't know how it got on the other side of my face. If you want to see that, if you want to, the clearest I've ever, when Tom shaved my beard on Sober, the first time we did the weight loss challenge, he shaved my beard, you can see it so clear. It's just like a big red patch. But I'm clean now.
Valtrex helped you out, did it?
It wasn't Valtrex, it's some mud I put in my cheeks.
No, it's medicated mud.
Yeah, and so, wait, go back to, I want to hear Widow Leanne's average day.
Widow Leanne's
after I do
average
this read.
Day. Okay.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow, how have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless. When Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month, when you purchase a 3-month plan, more like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office, and we have been saving so much money since switching over, and setting up on Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bears. That's mintmobile.com/bears. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bears. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3 months plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Hello, I'm Johnny Knoxville.
And I'm Elna Baker, and we have a new podcast. It's called Pretty Sure I Can Fly.
Yep, we've teamed up with my friends and barmates from Smartless to create a podcast where we talk to folks who have more balls in a bowling alley.
People who accomplished something extraordinary despite people telling them that it couldn't or shouldn't be done.
You'll hear stories about the Air Force doctor who buckled into a 600-mile-per-hour rocket sled and became the fastest man on the planet.
And a man who wrestles alligators and sharks for fun.
Do not do this.
You'll hear about a foul-mouthed moonshiner.
Got a 2-inch dick and a 6-inch tongue and knows how to use both of them.
And an even more foul-mouthed female stunt pilot. We got bull riders.
Balloonists.
Bobsledders.
And big wave surfers. People who lay their balls on an anvil and hand the other fella the hammer.
Okay. I bet you've actually done that, Johnny.
Maybe for sweeps. Follow Pretty Sure I Can Fly on the Wondery app.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can listen to Pretty Sure I Can Fly early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Hey, you know what's so funny? One of the crazy things when you start dating someone is to watch them fall asleep for the first time.
Yeah.
I remember the first time I started sleeping with you. Do you remember what stuck out the most?
No.
How much hair you left on the pillow.
Oh.
You left so much hair on the pillow. I was like, she's going to be bald by the time she's fucking 50.
Because I'm a shedder.
You're a shedder. But it's also funny to watch that person sleep. The first time you slept with me, what did you go? Were you like, oh, he looks adorable? Were you like, fuck, this is going to be an uphill battle?
I was probably already asleep. Because I fall asleep really fast.
Yeah, you're dead inside.
I don't remember.
All right, let's get back to Widow Leanne.
What?
Walk me
Widow
through
Leanne. Oh, wanna, Widow Leanne.
The average day of Widow Leanne.
Do I still have kids at home?
Yeah, unless my kid, the kids were with me in the car and
well,
we all died.
Well, they may not be living at home. Jesus I'm hoping you Christ. Die in like 10 years and the kids are not at home with me.
I'm sorry, did you say 10 years?
I mean minimum. 10 years? Minimum 10.
I'm hoping you die in 10 years?
Minimum. Well, if you die in 10 years, I'm still young enough to use the money, right? I'm just kidding. I'm just talking in minimums.
How many death pools am I in? I feel like
you're in a death pool.
I'm in a lot of death pools.
Who's death? What's that?
Colin Stanhope. I'm in a lot of death pools. Like it means people think I'm going to die. By the way, they
weren't. You're going to die.
They weren't far off. I saw a picture of myself the other day from December or from January. Ugh.
Why?
We did DC and my eyes were like
swollen.
You don't need to type in Bert Kreischer fat. I know what I looked like.
Look at you without a beard.
I know. I look skinny in that picture. By the way, I'm actually probably that weight right now.
When was that?
I might shave my beard after my special.
You
That's
look
a horrible
so
idea.
Odd with just a mustache.
I know, my teeth look yellow as fuck too.
No, they don't.
When I don't have a beard, because my beard kind of like hides my teeth a little bit.
I don't know.
Thanks, Nadav. I really appreciate that. Maybe I'll call this special the skinny. Stop, Leanne. Stop looking at the fucking screen. Okay, focus on the podcast.
What am I supposed to do?
So the kids are still alive.
No, I didn't say that. I mean, are my kids still living with me? Because if they're still living with me, not much changes when I get up. I still have to get up at 5:45 and get everybody ready for school and take them to school and stuff. So
Let's say I die. Okay, hypothetically speaking, Tom's in a hot dog eating contest. I go, he starts choking. I try to give him Heimlich maneuver and we both fall off the stage and he lands on me and I get crushed to death.
Oh, completely. Because that's plausible.
And that's next week.
Next week.
Yeah, tell me about the average Leanne. Like, what's your life look like? Are there memorials of me up around the house everywhere? Is it like, do you get rid of my clothes? Do you clean my side of the closet? Like, I want to know everything. By the way, I should never have said that. Like, I want to know everything. Like, how soon do you start going, well, time to get rid of Bert's stuff?
So do you want me to be like funny when I say all this stuff?
I want you to be real because apparently real is funny on this fucking show.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, that's a really hard question. I don't think you're going to die for a long time. So I haven't really.
Thank you.
Yeah.
First person on the show to say that.
I don't think you're going to die for a long time.
I don't think I am.
So I haven't really thought about that. But my house will be really clean. I know that after you die, my house will be really clean.
Okay, we get that. But like, what's the average day look like? Do you wake up and...
Well, if my kids are home, it's the same, except I don't answer as many emails.
You don't answer any?
Because
you
don't think anybody emails me personally?
Well,
No,
I meant like you're not going to reply to any of my fans that are like, Leanne, so still missing Bert so much. You just go, hey, guys, I can't deal with that.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe. I guess I would have to do that.
Okay. And so then?
I'd sell a t-shirt that says RIP Bert, maybe. I don't know.
But do you understand that in this show, you can't give anyone fucking ideas? Because already I know we're going to have an RIP Bert shirt. I know it.
Well, you're the one hammering the idea in. If
you can't say anything racially on this show because they fucking take it out of context.
Who said something racial?
You can't even move your hands off the table.
Why?
Just keep them low, Leanne. Keep them low. Just keep your hands low.
Okay.
I got excited on the Jesse Andrews thing.
Yeah.
And I guess I put my hand up like I was waving a cab down and everyone's like, see, he's racist. He's doing a Heil Hitler. Look, my point is we are going to be coming out with RIP Bert Kreischer and RIP Tom Segura shirts.
Are you?
Yeah. And we're going to see which
one
sells
more. Well, you're welcome for that idea.
We're going to see which one sells more. Nadav, can you fast track those for Christmas? RIP Bert Kreischer and then RIP Tom Segura. I wish that we could make them like the Tupac Biggie shirts that were all spray painted, you know?
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Anyway.
I don't know what you're talking about, dude.
Let's get some tasteful RIP Bert shirts made so that on the day I die, you already have them in your...
This sounds terrible. This is a terrible plan. You're like bagging on yourself.
I'm not bagging. I'm a comedian. I can. So let's go back to Widow Leanne's day.
Okay. I think if my kids are home, the day's basically the same.
Okay, kids are in college. Let's go kids.
Okay, kids aren't home. Well, yeah. I'd definitely be walking some dogs, right?
No wonder you're single.
Well, I mean, I've paid my dues here.
Is that how you see it?
Relationship in the apartment, yes.
So you walk the dogs, you come in the backyard, you have a coffee.
Yeah, totally. Read a book.
You read a book.
Yeah.
You take care of your chickens.
I go meet Sandy for a massage.
You go get a massage. Yeah. You go to like a workout. You don't need to work out. You're going to be fucking single. Fucking be fat. Who cares?
No, I'll work out. I'll have time to work out then.
Okay, great. So you'll work out, go to Pilates. You'll be looking good. That's
I'll be
great.
Looking amazing. Yeah.
That's great. Yeah. God forbid we did that while I was alive. Keep going.
Well, it took you long enough to figure it out, didn't it?
Wow. There's a lot of Leantics here on this show that guys fucking get ready. So then you, okay, so now it's noon. You've worked out, you've gotten a massage, you've had your coffee, you've taken care of your chickens, you've walked your dogs.
I guess I'll have my meals delivered. Because you won't be there to cook for me anymore.
Okay, now we start missing Bert. All right, no. I like it.
So, oh, I didn't meals, say I was missing you. Missing I just Bert, said I missed the meals to cook. Right?
Meals delivered.
Meals delivered. Read a little more. Maybe watch some TV. I don't know.
Life.
You know what? My days are so jam-packed. I don't have a lot of like leisure time. I don't fantasize about that.
Okay.
How about you?
Let's bring a little razzle-dazzle to this
scenario.
Okay,
you go ahead, because I'm not a comedian. I'm just a regular person.
What does Widow Bert's day look like? Well, it's very simple. Number one, kids are in boarding school. I don't care if they're in college or here.
Oh, you are so full of crap.
And I'm living in Malibu on the beach. I've taken the $1 million I have in you, and I've invested. I've sold all our properties. I've sold everything.
Boy, you really don't know.
I bought a house in Malibu.
You really?
You had your time to answer.
$1 million will not get you one floorboard in Malibu.
Yeah, luckily you're dead, so I don't hear your chitter chatter, and I'm just talking to my real estate broker.
Who says, good luck.
I'm living in Malibu, and I wake up super early and with my surfboard, and I go out surfing first thing in the morning, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe I come in, maybe it's probably like 8 o'clock, get some tasty waves, come in, light a joint, smoke a little bit of a joint, and I'm going to go through emails. I still have a thriving career because I'm getting what they call sympathy fans.
Uh-huh.
Sympathy fans are like, God, he's so strong. How is he doing
this? Is that what I have for my podcast?
Yeah, your podcast is going to blow up when I die. Your podcast is going to blow up when I die without a fucking... And people are going to go, I miss the days when Bert would come in and interrupt and want to talk about his weight loss. I'll reply to my fans being like, yeah, I'm coming out flying private to Columbus November 8th. I'll be there. I'll see you guys there. I'm missing her too. It's hard, man. It's really hard, right? Light a cigar. Then I have a coffee. Joint's kind of worn off a little bit, right? Start rolling calls. Yo, Tommy. Yeah, running pussy through this house tonight. You coming down? He's like, Bert, 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 not on this phone. Call me on my burner phone. I'm like, okay. Oh, I got a group of friends, a gang of young friends who come out to my house for lunch because we're going spearfishing right off the coast, right?
You're going to eat some Garibaldi, are you?
Get some Garibaldi. I love that chocolate. Get some Garibaldi. We'll get some fish. And then we're going to grill them up because at like 5 o'clock, it's when the hoes start rolling in.
Oh.
Yeah. All these young girls want to be actresses so I can Harvey Weinstein them. Because I don't give a fuck anymore. I've lost my wife. What are you going
to
do?
No Take reason me to down live.
I got nothing to live for. She's gone, man. She's gone. Oh, man. And then we like grill out fish at like 5 o'clock, watch the sunset. Girls come up and they're like, do you miss her? And I'll be like, yeah, it's really rough.
You're blowing somebody?
No, they are to me. Oh. You're missing... God. And then around 2 in the morning, when everyone's gone and I'm still awake and I'm watching Dr. Pimple Popper, I'll think, I miss Leanne. And then I'll dream about you, and then in my dreams I'll have you.
Aw, that's very sweet.
It would suck to be... I honestly, I'm not even joking. I mean, obviously, that's all a joke, except for the Harvey Weinstein thing. The I would suck to not... Like, I'm already committed to you.
Yes.
So, like, I can't imagine life without you. Like, I can't imagine trying to go back to be single Bert. Like, I can't imagine to
start again.
I couldn't do it. I really, honestly, I couldn't.
That's why I said I'm done. I've paid my dues. I wouldn't want to start again either.
Would you have sex with
people? We're saying the same thing. I don't know, man. I don't know.
Why would you? You don't even like it with me.
Oh, shut up. That's not true.
It's not like, I mean, would you get like a male prostitute? Like,
no.
What was that guy you guys wanted to go to? Dr. Squirts?
What?
Do you remember the fucking doctor?
Oh, nobody wanted to go to that. It was a story someone told us.
Yeah, doctor. Tell the story. It's a good story.
That there's a jack for women. There's this guy who comes over and like jerks women off and makes them squirt.
Dr. Squirts.
In a massage. So a friend told me about her that got that massage.
This is my impression. Like, this is my impression of Leanne. She goes, oh, are you serious? She's like, is that cheating? And I was like, ah, no. Because I know Leanne would never go. Dr. Squirts.
Yeah.
And then Leanne said, by the way, this was a bit for a second. And then Leanne said, she goes, no, what if there was a guy? Don't erase that, Nadav. I might use that. And then Dobbs said, don't read that, Leanne. Look at me. I'll ask the questions.
What?
Don't read that. Look at me. I'll ask the questions. So, Nadav, take it off the fucking thing.
Yeah, well, I'm not answering those questions.
Okay. Leanne said, what? She goes, what if there was a woman who could give like the ultimate hand job? And I remember going, better than me? Like, what woman spent more time with a dick in hand than I have? Like, I've had my dick in my hand. I put in so many more work hours than any woman could ever give a hand job. It would never be a woman. It would be a dude. A dude would be the best hand job.
Yeah. Well, that was my theory about learning how to give a good blow job was you should learn from a gay man.
Dude, I tell this sometimes on stage. I saw gay porn once on accident for like 45 minutes.
Uh-huh.
Dude blow jobs are next level. They're not even real. I mean, they're like,
Do you think it's because they have
they know what they're looking for. It's like when you watch a man give a blowjob, it's like watching an Italian mom make meatballs versus my mom make meatballs.
Yeah.
My mom makes meatballs and then's like, do I bake them? And you're like, no, you put them in the fucking, you got to put them in this pan with the garlic and the onions. And then like the way an Italian mom does. I remember I went to an Italian mom's house. I went to Vincent Nastri's mom's house. Vincent's very Italian. And they had this thing where they tied it up and just sat it at the bottom of the thing and it just disappears. And you eat like, oh, it's so good.
Just kind of disintegrates into the sauce.
I'm so fucking hungry right now.
Did you not eat lunch?
No, I'm not eating.
I think there's an Uncrustable there if you'd like one.
Still frozen as fuck.
Still frozen?
Yeah. I'm going to take these home with me. So wait, out of those questions, Bert, what is your wildest sexual fantasy and can Leanne fulfill it? Well, these are Nadav. Look at fucking this fucking child in here. She's fulfilled them, man. That's what marriage is. It's just being safe
He's
and knowing
so
someone
fulfilled.
Loves you. I said to Leanne one time, do you remember? I was like, hey, do you want me to tie you up? And you're like, no. And I went, cool. And you're like, no, I mean, I just don't want that. And I was like, okay. And you're like, why would you even ask that? And I was like, I don't know. I just didn't want to like not say it once. And you're like, okay, you vet it. I don't want it. And I was like, all right. And you're like, I like what we do. And I was like, me too. Oh, God. Prank caller. What is Bert wanting that isn't happening? How can it? No, Leanne's blowjobs are phenomenal.
Yeah. Thank you, Dave.
Walk you through it. They're like, you ever seen a mom who's got a kid around July and the kid's ice cream cones collapse it on their hand and the mom cleans it up for them?
That's disgusting. That's gross.
There's like an urgency to it. Like, oh, I got to get this done.
How do you know? You can't see what
I'm
doing.
I can feel it. Uh-huh. Yeah. Leanne, is there any, like, if you could change one thing about me, not sexually, not physically, not.
So you're asking me not to change anything about you.
I'm trying to get you to say that you want me to get hair transplants.
I don't. I like your hair. We keep going around this subject. I like your hair.
Can I tell you, I got to be honest with you. I make fun of Tom for losing his hair because he's young and it's just happened so rapidly. It's almost like he's sick.
Yeah.
His hair looks better balding than it ever looked with hair. He looked so stupid with hair.
You think so?
He has like cop hair.
Well, your hair is very, it suits you.
It suits me. You have
a lot of hair. I know you think you don't, but you do. You have a lot of hair.
I think it's sexy. In right now.
It's very
but Tom's
sexy.
Hair, when we did a show one time in Sacramento, and he used to comb his hair back. It used to be parted and combed back, kind of. And it was thin, but it was thin. Like, it wasn't just thinning. It was thin, actual thin hair. Like,
right.
It was thin hair.
Each individual hair was thin.
And I remember he was bombing so hard. We talked about this on the show, but he was bombing so hard that what happened was his hair
was it was like it collapsed to the point, like on the sides because of the sweat, that there was one thin thing of hair going back. And I swear to God, the whole audience was not listening to him, watching that thin comb back line of hair, waiting for it to fall. And in like, he did 25 minutes, and at 22 minutes, it went. And I swear to God, you could hear the audience go, oh, like they were totally not listening to what he said. They were just watching this thin line of hair. By the way, that was a great improv, Bert, and a great like way to like act out. It was a great act.
It was an excellent use of prop.
Yep. So yeah. So Tom got a hooker in Amsterdam. Now he wants to know.
He did not.
Is that cheating?
If yes, you got a, cheating.
Okay, I'll let him know.
Yeah, I what he if he didn't
said,
do
and
that.
And he said, I just felt her tits over the shirt when I was fucking her.
No.
Is that cheating?
Yeah. As he was fucking her.
Okay, how about this? Say, let's hypothetically say, in what if I was going to have a TV show, right, that filmed in January, what if I have a scene where I have to make out with a chick? Is that cheating?
No.
And I could totally make out with a chick.
If you're fucking her, you're doing a porno.
No.
So I think that maybe not what you're talking about.
Hold on.
Go what ahead and try to back yourself into this, mister, but the answer is going to be
no. If I kiss a chick in a scene.
Yeah, of course. You're an actor.
If I kiss a chick
in
an audition.
Yeah.
I totally can?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there's no way that you can connive or criminal this.
Write a short for me and Tom where we make out with two chicks.
Oh, yeah. Oh, whatever. Boring.
And then I'm going to write a scene where you have to make out with like an invalid.
What?
He's just like.
That's just creepy.
All right. We've done 55 minutes. I think that's our contractual obligation. Am I
correct? It?
Well, yeah. I mean,
why are you tired?
No. I could go on forever. I'm afraid that I think the fans are going to like this one, but.
But they really come to see you and Tom. They don't come to see you and me.
By the way, I don't even think they come to see me. I think they come to see Tom.
Well, that may be. No, well, I mean, obviously you two have a really good friendship, like a genuine friendship. And that's cool to watch. So I think you are part of that friendship.
Okay, we're going to say strengths, Tom or Bert, okay?
What? Okay.
So we're going to quid pro quo. Quid pro quo. That might not even be the right
thing. That's the wrong term, but yeah.
Who do you think has more self-restraint, me or Tom?
Tom.
Based on what? He's 300 pounds.
Based on...
Okay, never mind. If you were going to have to cast one of us as Magnum P.I. and one of us as Han Solo.
Uh-huh.
Who would you cast as who? And I think I already know the answer.
I think you would be Han Solo.
Really?
Yeah. And Tom would be Magnum P.I. Why?
Because you know what that question really means, right?
Who's dangerous?
Yeah.
I'm not stupid.
Nadav, who do you think's more dangerous, me or Tom?
You. Yeah. Duh.
Oh, that's because he's not here.
I mean, he does wear a shirt on stage.
He does.
So.
If you were going to say one of us sold out first and got a job hosting The Price is Right, replacing Drew Carey, and I'm not saying Drew Carey sold out. I think he probably did. I think he would say.
I think he really enjoys his job.
I think he did. By the way, I would enjoy that job too. I guess I just answer my own question. I would take it in a heartbeat. I would love to host The Price is Right. Just come in every day and be like, here you go, guys. You got
well,
my
friend. It'd be all about that long microphone.
Oh,
that
fuck.
Long, skinny microphone.
If you think someone was going to get a job as a talk show host first, who would it be, me or Tom?
Well, it depends. Is it an interview show or are you just the person talking?
Interview show.
Tom.
Talk. You the just the person talking.
You.
Okay.
You like to hear yourself talk a lot.
If one of us is going to get cancel cultured first, who do you think?
I don't know what that means.
What do you mean? The world you live in.
What does that mean, cancel cultured? What does that mean? Does that mean you eat something that cancels out your yogurt? What does that mean?
No,
I don't know what that means.
Cancel is what they do to Louis C.K. It's like today.
What does that mean?
Today, Leanne's doing a podcast with her two friends, Kathy and Kirsten. They're reading Jeannie Gaffigan's
book. Jeannie Gaffigan's
book. And
When Life Gives You Pears.
And we were talking about this this community app. It's called Community. That's the phone number they give us. And then the app is just simply a place where we can go to respond to all those texts. But there's a real phone number. But it's that's where all the texts are collected. So when I say app, don't get confused. What I was saying to her was, and this is a testament to like women of Leanne's ilk. women that are cut from the same cloth as Leanne. Women as the same age as Leanne. Is Leanne goes, what is cancer culture? To cancel cancer culture. I got cancer cultured. Cancel culture. And it's, to me, it's like all we talk about is that we know Louis C.K. jacks off in front of a couple girls, obviously asks them, but it doesn't matter to people. They cancel him. Liberals cancel him. They go, he's canceled to us.
Okay.
They can even still like him, but they can't like him now because they're afraid they'll lose their status with their friends. And then
it's not okay to like him.
It's not, you're not allowed.
Culturally, yeah. It's not okay.
Culturally, it's not okay.
Okay.
If someone was to show a picture of someone in blackface, then that guy gets cancel cultured, right?
Yeah.
And
okay.
So it's losing its teeth a tad bit because I think people are a little past it. They're like, whatever. And then today I was talking to Kirsten, one of Leanne's friends. They're about to do a podcast. And I was talking about this phone number and the text I get. Now, I'll say to you very candidly, just be careful with this text because you really show who you are when you start texting with someone. And so a lot of people are melting down on this app because they're not getting a reply in what they felt was a timely manner, much like a breakup. So you're getting a lot of breakup texts with people that you've never met, and you just see like a fucking 22-year-old boy.
Oh, you mean like each text escalates
to a place where you are like they're sending pictures of dicks to you. Fuck off. Eat a dick, asshole.
Oh.
This is who I knew, always knew you were. I could never trust you, Dad. And you're like, what? And then you reply and you're like, hey, man, I just got these. And they're like, oh, my God, you didn't see any of my past texts, did you? And like, they're melting the fuck down. It is a representation of I've never felt more empathetic for women who've had to deal with men. Because it's just men. It's not women. It's not women doing it.
Mm-hmm.
It is just men. And it's men that are very lonely. And so I'll
say
is, you're
assuming. You're assuming they're very lonely.
I'm certain that a man that is texting to me 20 times in a row does not have a ton of fucking friends.
Oh, but that would make somebody feel bad that did that. That you're calling
them. I hope they feel bad.
Well,
stop fucking sending me pictures of dicks going, go fuck yourself, asshole.
Really?
Yeah.
Why would someone do that?
Because it's a direct insight to their ego and their self-esteem of like they don't feel good about themselves. It's like there's a lot of people that text and then you'll text with them and then they'll be like, hey man, how come you didn't text me back? What the fuck? What are you doing? And then they start psycho texting you and you're like, hey man, I just got this. I was on a plane. And then they're like, oh, I didn't know you were on a plane. And you're like, yeah, I was
Should
flying.
It matter that you need it? Do you need that immediate of a response?
Exactly. That's my point. Some texts, mostly women, almost entirely women, and like regular human beings text. And if they don't get a text back, they're like, eh. And then I text back and they're like, oh, cool to hear from you. Some are like, hey, you just made my day. That was awesome. Thanks for the happy birthday wish. Some of them fucking spiral down, spiral out hard as fuck. My point, and I was telling this, and immediately Leanne's friend Kirsten goes, like Stan. And I said, what? And she goes, like the Eminem song, Stan. And I went, exactly like Stan. Exactly like Stan. And she goes, yeah, it's like Eminem. And I go, that's actually a thing. She goes, I have no idea what you're talking about. I go, to stan someone is like a thing. She goes, I don't know what you're talking about. And I was like, you just said it to me. You don't know what you're talking about? She's like, no, what are you talking about? I go, like, stan? You know how stan? And she goes, I'm not following. I go, you just use that example. But it's like cool to be you guys where you don't know anything about anything that's going on and you just don't give a fuck. And you're like, cancel culture. If it's a good special, I'll watch it. Like, I'll give him a second chance, you know?
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Louis C.K. put tickets on sale on his website, louisck.com, I think it is. Not that I'm promoting it, but he's doing a big theater tour and he just released tickets.
He is?
Yeah, he's doing a big theater tour and he sent out an email to all his fans. And I obviously didn't unsubscribe, but it was very, you know, can I just tell you, I'm gonna read Louis's email because it bothered me that people got so upset about this email, okay?
Why would somebody get upset? Wait. I thought you said he sent them to his fans.
So Louis has not been obviously sending out emails for a while.
Yeah.
Because
he was cancel cultured.
Well, yeah. And it just, he was cancel cultured. So we obviously he's not like sending up updates like, hey guys, still staying out of the limelight, trying to figure things out. Hey, I hope everything's good. Like
still laying low.
Yeah, still laying low. Hey guys, apparently people are recording my sets. If you're coming to my shows, please don't do that. Like he has not been sending out emails. So this, and so he sent out an email, which I will say, I will very candidly say, and it is known. I am friends with Louis. I like Louis. I've never disliked Louis. I've always enjoyed him. I've always thought he was a brilliant comic. And that's where that lays. I've told everyone, these are not new things. I knew about these allegations roughly around the time they happened. It was common sense with comedy, within the comedy community. Never really changed the way. I didn't know everything that happened. Never really changed the way I saw him. I'm a dude. I'm also 46, so that's where we lay, right? I didn't unsubscribe to his email. I didn't even know about it. I didn't even know that. I didn't even think twice about it. But he sent a text, and now an email. And I'll say very candidly, when I got it, I went, whoa, this is going to ruffle some feathers. Because I bet there's a group of people that were huge Louis fans that forgot they were subscribed to his newsletter that just got an email from Louis. Now, to go back to this community app, when you get, and I got one from Jimmy Gaffigan. Jimmy Gaffigan texted me, when you get it, oh, Skinny Tommy Bonds. Wow, we really fucking cancel culture that. Hey, what's up?
Hey, are you recording still?
Yeah, I'm recording right now.
Who are you with?
Oh, Joe Rogan came over.
No, okay.
It's Leanne.
How's your new kettlebell routine? Is it good?
It's good. It's good. Yeah. I look good. Nadav, when I walked in, he's like, dude, you do look like you've lost weight.
You do look like you've lost weight.
I feel good, man.
All the money, everybody's talking about, like, how much and how quickly will it go back? That's what everyone's talking about.
Let's do a bet. Let's put a bet on that, Tommy.
Okay.
Give me let's tier a bet where we figure out how long I will weigh myself. No, when you get back, we'll do a Two Bears One Cave. I'll weigh myself for and then you give me a date, and I've got to keep it below the weight I weighed in at.
Oh my God, I'm so in on this action. And by the way, the internet is gonna fucking in on it too, because that's real money that people can make. So yeah. Okay.
I'm in on this too.
By the way, Leanne just goes, she's, as soon as it came out of my mouth, I was like, is that what I meant to say?
I mean, what does she think of those odds?
Leanne goes, I want money on this too.
I got to pay for Christmas somehow.
Oh, fuck. Leanne's doing a killer
exactly.
job.
She is, I believe it.
Yeah,
this is exactly how you get in trouble. You say shit like that, and then you're like, oh, what did I say?
It's exactly, I told Pat McAfee I could kick a field goal in a month.
He writes checks his ass can't cash.
I write checks on my ass can't catch. Hey, how's Europe?
It's great. I just did the Antwerp show. They were telling me you were here.
Oh, Antwerp's so great. Such a great city, isn't it?
Yeah, I walked out, and they were like, you know, Bert stayed, and he hung out with people for 2 hours. And, And they're like, and then you didn't meet anybody. I was like, yeah, that's exactly how we operate. And the guy goes, I guess it's choices. He chooses to meet people, and you choose not to. And I was like, yep, that's a good way to summarize it.
That's a really good way to. We had a great episode. Leanne walked us through what the average day of widow Leanne would look like.
Oh, really? Oh, my God. I want to hear exactly what that would be.
And then I walked her through what the amazing day of widow Bert would look like.
I love the added note that it's amazing.
Where are you at? Where are you at right now?
I'm standing outside my hotel in Antwerp.
Oh, and then oh, it's nighttime there.
Yeah, yeah.
And what dates do you have left? We're putting this up tonight. What dates do you have left? Do you have any tickets available?
They're all sold out.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
I guess.
Thank God.
I guess Brexit really helped.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I'm lucky. Oh, there might be a few. London tickets, I guess, but I couldn't believe Paris went. I was like, oh, Paris is...
Oh, you sold out Paris?
Yeah, I mean, it's small, but I thought it was not going to sell.
I think they call it petite over there, Tom?
petite, yeah.
Oh, did you add a show for your Netflix taping on November 24th in Cleveland? Add two shows? Oh, I'm sorry, I did, okay.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I can't wait to get back. When do you get back?
I get back November 18th.
Okay. All right. We'll see you the 18th then.
Yeah.
All right. Have fun in Europe,
buddy.
All
right. Buddy. Send my love to Leanne.
I will. I'll talk to you later. Be safe. Right. Enjoy your November 1st there.
Thanks, man.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tom Segura. All right. We're going to close out on this Louis C.K. I want to hear your take on this. Okay?
On what?
On this Louis C.K. Because I started something about Louis C.K. I don't want to...
Yeah, I knew that.
Yeah. I will say that when I got the email, I did think a lot of people that were fans of Louis that canceled him. And by the way, you have a right to cancel anyone you want to cancel, for the record.
Well, everybody has a right to their own opinion, including an opinion that is opposing your friends.
Yeah, yeah, you can do whatever the fuck you want. Like, if you want to cancel Louis and you're like, it's just not for me, I'm not shitting on that. I'm just saying that I didn't. So don't shit on me. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, everybody has a right to.
Yeah. I'm dying to see Dave Chappelle's speech from the Kennedy Center last night.
Yeah.
He got the Mark Twain Award. Oh. And he basically talked about freedom of speech and
That's
how
great.
It's important it is. I can't wait to see it. He's such a smart fucking dude.
Yeah, he is.
He really is.
Really
I wish
smart.
I had half his fucking brains.
You do. You're very smart.
I got this email, and it's one of the things I love about the community thing, about that phone number that I have, 323-208-0844, is that when you reply to people, I know when I get a reply from Jim Gaffigan, it got me excited. I was like, oh my God, it's from Jim Gaffigan. And I always felt like whenever I got an email from Louis, I was like, wait, Louis's emailing me? It was like a fun little heartbeat. This is what his email said. Hello there. You're getting this email because you're on my emailing list. And then in big letters with black and red lighting, he wrote, if you'd like to be removed, with the highlighted like to be removed from this list, please scroll down now all the way to the bottom of this email and click unsubscribe option down there. So I got to give it to Louis and like going like, hey, man, like he really did say in this email, hey, I am not trying to trigger you. I'm not trying to fuck your day up. I know what I did is deplorable. I'm not trying to justify it in sending this email, but I still have this email. I am doing a tour. I do want to do comedy again. There are people that do want to see that. This is how I get it done. Please right now, just unsubscribe to my email list. And I thought that was done fairly tastefully.
Mm-hmm.
Correct?
Sounds like it, yeah.
The problem with America is that it's the Howard Stern effect. They used to say people that loved Howard Stern would listen for an hour. People that hated Howard Stern would listen for four.
Right.
And what sucks is those same people that canceled on him, they get a rush out of hatred, I think, sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think a lot of them, I know that a lot of them read it because it was all over the internet. How dare he let us know there are tour dates? Sadly, that's kind of on you. You should have read that first part, scrolled down, and clicked unsubscribe.
Yeah, absolutely.
And not had that fuck your day up.
Yeah.
Instead, you read the entire fucking email. By the way, I didn't read the whole email. I didn't read it, and I'm a fan of Louis. I love Louis. I know Louis. I texted him privately. I've emailed with him and said, hey, I'm in New York. Come do a show with me.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't read the whole fucking email. I don't
but
even know.
But isn't that what a troll is? Or no?
No, it's not. I don't think those are trolls. I think that's just a natural human behavior.
I don't know. I don't think so.
I get caught up in it. I'm shitting on them right now. I get caught up in it.
No, but I would do exactly what you said. I would go, oh, well, then I'm just going to unsubscribe. And I wouldn't have given him the time
Harvey
of day.
If Harvey Weinstein had sent that out, I probably would have read it. I take that back. Like, out of curiosity, out of like car crash type isms, I would have read it. I would have read it. I would have definitely read it. If Ted Kaczynski sends out an email, I'm reading it.
I don't know. I feel like everyone is the master of their own destiny. And Louis has the right to be the master of his own destiny.
Yeah.
So if you are not in alignment with him or whoever else sends you an email, Pottery Barn, you want to unsubscribe? Do it. You don't have to read or participate in anything that you don't want to in this country. That's one of the brilliant things about living here.
Yeah. And by the way, and I'm not saying that I'm not sharing anything brilliant. I don't ever claim to have like some insight on life, some fast track to way things work. All I will say is that I definitely get caught up in, for whatever reason, Googling shit I don't like. And so then sometimes I go to my Google News and the first thing comes up with something that, and I, by the way, it's a real word. Triggering is a real thing. It does happen to get triggered to like, what the fuck? And so I see it online and I go like, like right now, Kevin Spacey dodges all charges in LA sexual assault case and his victim dies. And immediately that makes me angry. And I go, fucking reading this. I shouldn't.
Why did his victim die?
You want me to read it out loud? I don't know. I think
they can't be related. He didn't fuck him to death.
I don't know.
He can't be related. Why would they even put those two things in one? That's implying that one thing is related to the other. That one is not. Did the guy kill himself because of sexual assault? Then it's related.
I don't know.
But they're implying that he's responsible for this person's death. Is he?
I don't.
It's a pretty big implication in that headline.
He just passed away. Wow, they really triggered me. Yeah, that's. I'm a fucking idiot. It don't even say. He just died. Like, he died.
Yeah, that's unfair. And I'm not even a Kevin Spacey fan.
Killed him.
But that's inaccurate. That's inaccurate information.
We need to do a segment, Nadav, called Just the Headlines. And so I'll read the headlines and I'll just give you news segments based on just the headlines. I read that he murdered him too.
Well, that's what they want you to know. And, you know, I am not a fan of our president, but that is sort of fake news
The guy died of natural causes a few weeks ago.
Exactly. So that's bullshit that they try to relate those to.
Kevin Spacey's dick is innocent?
They were pulling readers by having something sensational like someone dying. And that's unfair. That's not... Those are two different pieces of news they have married to get more people to read and more clicks. And that is what is wrong with society today, I believe, is that it's all about more clicks instead of about what's really happening.
By the way, more clicks is so true. Listen to this. World Series flasher Lauren Summer says she did it for breast cancer awareness. I clicked it and I better see tits, New York Post.
Oh, my God.
Jesus. Hey, can you show me the New York flasher? On the screen, it's a fucking commercial. That's how they make their money. They got me to click for tits. They just showed me the Terminator's new trailer, and that's how they make their fucking money.
You just bought it. Hook, line, and sinker.
God damn it. Neil Brennan gives the best speech at the Mark Twain Award. Shout out to Neil Brennan. I'm a big fan of Neil's. Triggered. Clicked. Give me an ad. Give me an ad. Oh, Neil Brennan. Ooh. I bet that is an amazing speech. I'm going to watch that online. I'm sure it's online.
Regardless, what we really started this podcast with is why we call Christina P. Push. So do you want to end on that button?
Yeah.
Good. So why do we call Christina P. Push?
We were all hanging out on the beach.
Yes.
And Tom introduced me to his wife for the first time.
They were engaged.
His engaged.
His fiance.
Fiance. Mm-hmm. His fuck piece. His side bitch.
Right.
His main bitch. His bottom.
His main. His bottom. Yeah.
He introduced me to her. I played it cool. I pretended like I didn't know who she was. I was a huge fucking fan. I was a huge fan of Pushes before I met her. I knew exactly who the fuck she was. I was hoping it was the other blonde chick, but it was her. I'm kidding. She knows who I'm talking about too. Susie. Do you know who Susie is?
No.
You don't know anything about anything.
No, so, I was not a huge fan. I didn't know who she was.
So he's like, this is my girlfriend, Christina. And I was like, hey, I have always had a hard time remembering Christina, and just those two, I guess. Christine's.
Well, we have, we had two Christinas before you met Christina
and
in
then a
our
Christine,
life. Yeah.
And a Christine.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and then I was like, I'll just call her by her last name. And I said, oh, what's your last name? She said, Pujitsky. And I was like, I am never remembering that. And so I said, cool, I'm just going to call you Push. And she was like, huh? And I was like, yeah, it's like a good nickname. So Leanne and I started calling her Push. Buns and Push were like, it was an easy way to remember them. And our kids only know her as Push. I think they know her as Christina now.
They know her mostly. They'll say, who? And I'll go, Push. Oh yeah.
Tommy Buns? Oh, Tommy Buns. They won't know. If I go Tom Segura, they're like, who's that?
Yeah, Push and Tom.
Yeah, they said one time they were in the car, they go, do I know Tom Segura? And I was like, yeah. And they're like, how would I know him? I go, Buns. And they go, oh, Tommy Buns? Oh, I know Tommy Buns. I go, that's Tom Segura. And they're like, why would he have that name also? And I'm like, that's why we have AIDS for you guys. And fucking, that's why I have a tutor for you. Because apparently... but no, so that's why we call her Push. And I've always called her Push.
I still have a hard time calling her Christina P. I've never called her Christina. I've always called her Push.
Yeah, and I haven't even been helpful in the Christina P transition. I've actually been what they call problematic.
Have you?
Yeah, because I like Push. I like Push.
Well, it's a term of endearment for me. It's like sweetheart to me.
Such a cool nickname.
I love it too. It really warms my heart to call her Push. I mean, I'm happy to call her Christina.
I got my nicknames. The Machine. Nature Boy, Edward Penis Lips.
No, I think that was Ric Flair,
nope,
Nature Boy.
I was called Nature Boy in high school. I'm going through...
In high school?
In high school, they call me the Nature Boy.
You know what they called me in high school?
I do not want to know. I don't want to know. Cum dumpster. No, I'm just,
that's a really nasty thing to say
garage.
To your wife.
I'm just saying, like, I was just, the worst names you could have said.
That's horrible.
What did they call you in high school?
Never mind. No, I guess you'll never know now.
No, I'm just... Boner Garage. No, wait. It was a joke. It was a goddamn it. Fuck this podcast.
I don't know if that's the way you joke with your wife.
No, it was a
cum
joke.
Cum bucket.
No.
Penis sucker. Whatever you came up with.
No, no. It's a joke. Uh-huh. It's like, you know what they call me in.
Yeah, but don't you think it's a little demeaning to think that your wife...
It's a joke.
Do you
it's
think that your wife had that kind of name in high school?
No, it's a joke. That's why if you...
It was not a good joke.
No, but if you said, you know what they called me in high school? And I was like, no, what? And I got really excited. And you were like, Boner Garage. I'd be like, huh? And then that would be the joke. Like the first blowjob I ever got.
Yeah, I understand the nature of a joke. I also understand that that was not a nice joke to say about your wife, who's not a comedian.
Okay.
Who's just a person.
What did they call you in high school?
Never mind.
No, I want to know what
they called you in high school. No, I'm not telling you. You can suck this Boner Garage all day long. You can take your cum bucket somewhere else.
What did they name? What did they call you in high school? I do want to know. I'm sorry.
Don't you wish you knew?
No, don't do that with me.
I'm never going to tell you.
Tell me.
Somebody shit the bed. Guess you should have thought before you said something.
This is what I hate in our relationship more than anything. This is our relationship to a T. Is her bullying me. Please tell me. Please tell me.
No. Why? You have a terrible joke like that and you think because you go please that I'm just going to tell you? No. If you knew the nickname, you'd understand why I wouldn't tell you. Interesting.
What
interesting.
Was it?
It wasn't a Boner Garage. For sure.
I just saw We Are the Millers. All right. That's a great way to close this episode. Tom, I can't wait till you're back.
Me too.
Hope you have a safe trip in Europe. And know that when... Oh, fuck. Have a great week, everybody. Body Shots World Tour. I am in Cincinnati, Columbus, Chicago, Fort Wayne, Secret Time. I've added some club dates to warm up for my special. I am not promoting those. If you go to burrburrburr.com, you can find tickets for those. I made them kind of secret so that you can find them. And if you want to come to them, you can see my special that I'm working on. I'm not promoting them because it fucks up everything. So,
But didn't you just promote them?
I didn't promote them. I made it so that if you really want to see them, you go to them. But most people will be like, I'll just see you when you come to my city in a theater. That's what I want.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. That's how that works.
Okay.
Yeah. If you're a legit fan, you're like, oh, what cities you go to? Go to burrburrburr.com. You're like, whoa, shut up. Get the fuck out. You're a Crackers or whatever. I'm not a Crackers, but that's the name I came up with. Lexington. Kentucky. Hey, love you.
I love you too, babe.
It was this really was a great episode.
Yeah, it was fun.
It was a fun fucking episode. We should do a podcast together. What would we call it?
What would we call it? One Bear, One Cunt? I don't know. That's probably what you'd call it.
Have a great week, everybody.
Bert and Tom, Tom and Bert. One goes topless while the other wears a shirt. Tom tells stories and Bert's the machine. There's not a chance in hell that they'll keep it clean. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave. No scripts, a bit of booze, amateur partology. Dirty jokes, raunchy humor, no apologies. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave.